the rock of the 80s for the Bay Area.
I'd like to welcome to the Quake one of the great members of Black Uhuru, Puma Jones. Welcome.
Yes, here.
It's really a pleasure to talk to you, Puma, especially considering that you're one of the few Americans that's ended up being in Jamaica and being in a major reggae band. What's that like?
Well, I tell you, it's really thrilling. It's broadened my experience base tremendously, and I love it.
How did you get involved with the band? What's the story?
I escaped New York in 1977 after finishing some graduate work in New York. And I decided that perhaps Jamaica would be a great place to look employment. And actually, I went on vacation and got there and looked around and things looked feasible. And I hung in there, and I began to explore some of my other activities in dance and singing and that I loved for years. And it just so happened that everything, you know, just hooked up the right place and the right time. And I started with a group named Ross Michael and the Sons of Negos. And as he began to want to travel out, go into the States and whatnot, I wanted to deal with Jamaica a little more. And a friend, a common friend amongst us, introduced me to Ducky. And from that time, we've been working together.
Now, how long has that been?
1978.
So basically ever since the major records came out on Mango and Island.
Right, since the Showcase LP.
You know, there's a lot of controversy about the role of women in reggae music. How do you see that? And what's the reality? There's a lot of misinformation.
Well, the Rastafarian movement is a very strong movement. So most times when people perceive what's happening, it's not really in perspective. The strength that the woman has within the Rastafarian movement somehow, I think, cannot be compared to some of the independent movements that are happening among feminists and other forms of women's groups. We are very much play a side-by-side role with the male in a very, strong forward movement. So it cannot really hold much comparison with what's happening in today's world. I think that's why the perspective gets a bit off-center. It's a rebel movement. So the women are very much, you know, inclined that way from start.
I'm sure you write your own songs, do you?
Yes, I'm writing more and more, and I'm hoping to contribute a lot more to Uhuru in the future.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for the day they'll see a couple of Puma songs on the albums, you know? Could you tell me a little bit about what you're writing and what kind of songs, some of your best, what they're about?
Well, right now, I'd like to kind of work on them more, you know, getting them exposed. I think that we're all kind of inclined to have them included on the upcoming album, you know, that we'll be recording in Jamaica, probably the first of the year. But one that I'm most pleased with right now is called The 31st Century.
The 31st?
31st.
Now that's quite a ways away. What do you mean by that?
We are going forward, and in that time span, there's lots and lots to happen. But if you read Revelation, you would know that survival is about that time. The survival of the human race. And the time when we can expect anything close to utopia.
So we've got a lot more work to do.
A lot more. But meanwhile, there'll be quite a bit of struggle. quite a bit of devastation, destruction, and we've got to know how to live it out. The human race, you know?
It's a great experience watching you on stage with the group and your wonderful, your original movements. Did you have much background in dance?
I studied dance in New York with a brethren called Chuck Davis. I was a member of his company in some of the early days, and I studied with him for quite a number of years in New York. So I had quite a background in African dance before I left the States, and I continued it when I, moved to Jamaica. So that's where that comes from.
What kind of songs are you doing on this tour?
Well, we're doing quite a few of our new songs off of Anthem. And, of course, we're doing out, the highlights of the other LPs, as well as a touch of the old times from Showcase.
First degree murder, adult 16 and over. You got to have caution.
What are your feelings about this song that Michael's written that speaks to a lot of people, abortion?
Well, it's true. You must have caution. Yes, you must have caution in these times. Even though the technology and the science, you know, can advance us in many ways, we must be very careful that we are not aiding our own destruction. I'm saying basically that you must have caution. I'm basically anti-abortion. But I feel that caution is something that can be applied in a very practical way. I think that we, as women, have lost touch with the cycles of life, and that we need to be more conscientious in many ways, in spiritual ways, physically, mentally, and I myself have learned that one can apply consciousness in every aspect of life, and that this is the vital protection that is needed, you know, to safeguard one against unfortunate situations and circumstances.
Have you heard all the three mixes of the new album?
Yes.
Why were there so many remixes?
I think, actually, a lot of it came about through internal, exploration, you know, on the part of the group internally, from the company's point of view, and there was a lot of reassessment about the direction of the group, not all together, but in terms of what is the proper ingredient, you know, for the group's success, as well as keeping it original and keeping the roots vibration strong. So I think the second mix, if you're right, the one that's releasing in America, is a very good mix by Groucho. I like it because I think it gives space for the integration of the instruments and the vocals, as well as it gives the dub roots feel. And everything is properly balanced.
What's the matter, people? Solidarity. Solidarity. Everybody wants the same thing, don't they? Everybody wants a happy end. They wanna see the game on Saturday. They wanna be somebody's friend. Everybody wanna work for a living. Everybody wants their children warm. Everybody wants to be forgiven. They wanna shelter from the storm. Look at me, I hate the enemy. Solidarity. Solidarity. Oh yeah. Solidarity. Nobody likes to ask for money. Nobody likes to play the clown. Nobody likes to wait in a long line. Nobody likes being pushed around. Everybody wants a family protected. They wanna express themselves. Everybody wants to live forever.
Look at me, I ain't the enemy. Don't believe everything you hear. This is no time to fight each other.
What we need, what we need. Solidarity. Solidarity.
Oh,
solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity. Oh yes.
Solidarity.
solidarity. Solidarity.
Heard opening the set, Sensimilia, the 12-inch version, just before Somebody's Watching You, from the Anthem first UK release, came out in December '83, and then General Penitentiary from the Showcase album. Also heard from Showcase, Natural Reggae Beat and Abortion, as well as What Is Life, the 12-inch single, finally came out this week on Island UK Import, just before Solidarity. Another one of the remix albums, Anthem. This one, the third remix, the U.S. version. More from that coming right up on Midnight Dread and The Quake. What Is Life? The new 12-inch from Black Uhuru. Now at Rough Trade, 326 6th Street between Folsom and Harrison in the city. Also at Rough Trade. Top English female groups album produced by the Mad Professor, The Wild Bunch. And the new LP from King Sonny Ade, Dennis Brown and Gregory Isaac's new Judge Not Showdown album. Bob Marley's Legend album on a picture disc. Frankie Paul's new Strange Feeling LP. And new singles from Lion Youth, Prince Hammer, and others. Plus Black Uhuru LPs and singles, King Sonny Ade's African albums. And soon come new LPs from Jimmy Cliff and Sugar Minot at Rough Trade, 326 6th Street in San Francisco. They're open 11 to 7 daily, except Sunday, noon to 6, Rough Trade. The Itals on Nighthawk Records, with a brief glimpse of Brutal Out There, their first album. Brilliant album, Give Me Power, just released this year on Nighthawk, The Itals. The Itals harmonies give you a full charge on their latest LP, Give Me Power. Featuring We Want Justice, In Dare, and Give Me Power. Sale price now at Tower Records in San Francisco, Berkeley, and at Record Factories on Geary Boulevard in San Rafael and Oakland. Get both their albums, Brutal Out There and Give Me Power, out now from the Itals. Returning now to our interview with Puma Jones on The Quake.
Do you know what the meaning of the phrase, too much bull in the pan, is? What's the origin of that phrase? Is that a Jamaican phrase?
It's possible, but it's the same type of meaning of having too many chiefs and no Indians.
Oh, okay.
Or having a lot of strong forces that cannot be contained within small parameters.
President, I said the fence can't hold
Personal favorite of mine, and being on a show called Midnight Dread, is Black Uhuru Anthem. That has a wonderful lyric to it.
Yes, I love it too. It carries a very strong vibration.
Yeah, it really seems a lot of people are sleepwalking. Mm. You know, they're not really aware anymore of what's really going on around
them. Exactly.
The dawn of the living dead.
Right. I hope that the eyes and the ears of the people are open, and that we are ready to come into a dawn of awareness, and that we use our hearts and our hands to, you know, fortify this movement, and that we aid it in every way possible, commercially, and, you know, put it out there, you know, with all the strength that we have collectively.
The living dead, where my night
must be batting down vultures.
Where else are you going on this tour?
Well, we're in Arizona now, and we're beginning the U.S. leg of the tour. And we did 4 weeks in Europe, and about 3 weeks in between Hawaii and Japan. And now we're starting the U.S. for about 4 or 5 weeks.
And these are all with King Sonny?
Yes.
It's a wonderful lineup. As it says on the poster,
I've enjoyed it tremendously.
The One World Tour.
Right.
Explain the concept that some people may not understand. The whole world is Africa. Right. How did that come about as an idea?
Well, it originates from the concept that Africa is the origin of civilization. And this is a level of consciousness that I think the whole of the civilized world needs to come in touch with, because the arts and the sciences were all based from an African source. And I think that to aid our survival, we'll have to return to that source, or at least acknowledge that source, and to understand that we are one people.
Yeah, if you go back to the continental drift theory, actually the whole world was all one piece of land once.
That's right.
And it was Africa.
Exactly.
You know, we've been separated by water and sea and storm.
Yes, but the time of deception is over. We're no longer blind. We are given knowledge and wisdom, and many things will be revealed unto us. And as I say, it's just for us to have our ears and our eyes and our minds open for awareness.
The film Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Yes.
How would the film have turned out if instead of Sidney Poitier, Michael Rose came to dinner?
He'd been arrested.
That's what I always think of when I hear that song. I say, boy, if we could only remake that movie and really have some some culture show up at the front door.
It's comedy.
suffering made me realize what it takes, and that I'll to be an attitude lab. Oh yeah, guess who's coming to dinner?
Another song that speaks a lot to the workaday world is the Mondays.
Mm.
You know? Because so many people are working, but they're not working.
Right.
So they dread Monday when every time it comes around.
Yes, well, you see, this is, you know, when you work for Babylon, it's a dreaded thing, you know? And I think that people have to be conscious of the fact that they don't have to aid a system that they, that is oppressive, that they can do the works of Rastafari, that they can redirect, you know, their energies and be fulfilled in another way. That's what life is about.
Right, then you'd have something to look forward to every day.
Every day.